Let's talk cards. I'm Zach Blackerby. He's Jamie Crossan. It's been too long since we've been talking cards, and here we are. Cosmic dropping, which I love. Cosmic baseball, cosmic basketball dropping earlier this week. We have thoughts on that, as well as just the state of the hobby. Alt, the latest auction house to roll out some sort of attack on shill bidding. Jamie, we got a lot of stuff, including your favorite segment and probably listeners' favorite segment of which cards sold for more. We got a lot to get to. Where you want to start today?
Man, let's start with alt. I think that's a nice segue from where we've been, man. To what you just said, is it captures it very well, because apparently our auction houses are getting really tired of shill bidding, coordinated bidding, manipulating systems. And it looks like on the heels of what we talked about last week with eBay adjusting some of their features, Alt has followed suit and they've upped the ante. Apparently what's going on with Alt is they are making a very significant attack, setting up some boundaries against coordinated bidding. So for those of you who don't know what coordinated bidding is, that's when you get some buddies, you have some extra accounts, you have people like family members, employees, different things where you have people that are bidding on your stuff. And so the terms of service that Alt just released, excuse me, they have parameters now set up. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to monitor it. But as I read through it last night, it looks like they're going to be evaluating bidding patterns. So if you have an account that's only bidding, as an example, on a specific seller, that's going to flag and potentially ban that account. If they're going to evaluate selling habits, and so it's kind of mind blowing. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to accomplish that feat, but if they are able to do it, it raises the integrity significantly, at least at Alt. And it raises the question to me, Zach, are the other auction houses like your eBay, Fanatics, other places, are they going to follow suit if this proves to be successful?
Yeah. So I think there's two things that I'm taking away from this. And I guess the second point that I was going to get to, but you kind of hinted at it, is, you know, Alt as a company, I think they've done a really good job on the technology side of what they're able to do. Their scanner within their app, I think, does a better job of recognizing slabs than any other product out there. Then as far as like being able to bring in all these different, I think APIs is the term, as far as, okay, sold on eBay for this, sold on CardLadder for this, sold on Golden for this, bring it all in one place. And CardLadder does that, and Market Movers does that. But one thing that Alt does better than all of them is you can also see what's being listed at different places. And so I think from a technology and organization standpoint within the app, they've done a great job. You and I know people at Alt, and just their dedication to the technology aspect of it, I actually kind of trust them to be able to track a lot of these tendencies with AI and different types of software that they've developed on the back end. I actually trust Alt to do this more than some of these other marketplaces and auction houses that are doing this, like Fanatics, like eBay. And so I do think that was one of the things that stood out to me when, you know, some of it seemed a little vague as far as not what they're looking for, but how they're looking for it. But I kind of trust them with some of the patterns that you just hinted at. I think Alt has the technology in order to do that. The other aspect of this, Jamie, is when I'm reading this, is like, okay, all of this sounds good, but we've heard similar things from eBay. We've heard similar things from Fanatics. I mean, all of these auction houses. I haven't seen if Golden has said anything on it, but I'm sure they've said something similar, even if it's just like a post on their Instagram or social media. Mm-hmm. And all that's fine. You know, I think we all agree, like, okay, shill bidding is bad. Like, shill bidding isn't good for the hobby. Manufactured prices, inflated prices, not good for the hobby. But I still don't know how much realistically we can do about it. And one of the things that kind of keeps being brought up when Alt rolls out this policy update is if you keep scrolling down and you go to like the frequently asked questions, a lot of things that it's referred to is, well, it's not necessarily the action, it's the intent. It's the intent. Are you doing something to drive the price up? And I don't know how you can prove intent when you're looking at things like that. Because something that I thought of, okay, if you have a big card and you see, oh, okay, this card doesn't sell too often, or a similar comp doesn't sell too often, you're like, I may not want this card, but if I set a high bid for $6,000 and I buy it and I win it for $6,000, like, you know what? I'm comfortable paying that because, like, I'll take the risk on that. Like, what's the intent there? Is that defensive bidding? It's not on your card. It's on a card similar to yours. But the intent is to kind of make sure it at least sells for that. And if not, you're okay buying it. So some of it, I'm like, I don't really know how you monitor something like that.
Yeah. And I think that what's going to happen is you're going to get friendly fire from people for sure. I don't see any way around that. I think in the example you just gave, you're going to have some angry people because there are going to be those instances where something appears. That's how I read it. There's so many subjective measures in this that you're going to have people that had every good intention of paying for a card that are going to be flagged or suspended. And I think that that's going to create some problems. I don't see any way around it.
Yeah. I'm glad Alt is on it. I do think Alt is going to be a better place to sell larger cards than the other marketplaces, especially sports. I think they're moving in that direction. I think they've done a good job with positioning themselves. And so them, you know, saying something and doing something, I think, are two different things, but they seem to be heading in the right direction with everything they've done so far.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that you're going to have a situation with Alt. It raises the question. I don't know that you're going to be able to flip or turn or list sort of your lower end cards. You and I have talked about that before. It seems like a place that's more fit for your higher end cards, sort of your big money cards.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see, though, if with these changes kind of lining up parallel with eBay, I wonder what eBay is going to do next, or if anything. You know, I think that Alt is raising their hand to be the guinea pig for whatever this is. And if they have answers to the questions we're asking, and there's like a fair system using their technology and their AI and the different things that I assume they're going to utilize to make this thing work, I have to believe that they've done the research and they're going to give it their best effort. If it comes off well, I think they've created a template for the other auction houses. And I would love to see a world where you're not dealing with false comps. I think that's one of the biggest headaches in the hobby.
Yeah. As far as new products dropping this week, I spent time in a few different Cosmic basketball breaks, Jamie. And I'm not going to lie, like, I was a little disappointed with the product. You know,
what disappointed you about it?
Whenever you're in a break and no one, like all 30 participants are unhappy consistently, I think that's worth asking the question of like, okay, what type of product is this? And I think some of the individual boxes were solid, right? Like, I don't know how many of the individual boxes you would have made your money back on, but most of that's wax. Like, I get it. But it just feels like with most products, whether it's a Chrome, or I mean, even like Hobby Prism or Hobby Select, like there's a few teams that win. And I mean, I kind of felt this way too with Cosmic Baseball, which I love that product. I love Cosmic Baseball, one of my favorites. But I kind of felt the same way because there's not enough autos in there, and it's not an auto heavy product. It's a short print product, and all of that. That's fine. But I do think that's a product that's not intended for breaking. I think that is a product for you to like intended for you to dome your own hobby box and then, you know, see if you pull out, you know, one of these Planetary Pursuits or whatever it might be.
Yeah. I think you know, you're speaking a world that I try my best to stay away from with the breaks. My luck is historically bad and I stay away from that. But I actually like the Topps Chrome baseball as well. You talked about that. I think they do a really good job on the baseball front. What exactly do you, you've referenced not only here, but a few times, that Topps Chrome baseball is something that you really like. So what is it about the Topps Chrome baseball that you prefer?
Chrome or Cosmic?
Cosmic, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I like the short print aspect of it. It almost feels more like a, this is going to sound negative, but I don't mean it that way, but it almost feels like an absolute type product where, like, okay, can I get the Kaboom? Can I get, you know, some of these different planetary pursuits? I like that. And it's usually like two or three in a case, which kind of gives you a shot depending on which team you have. I like that aspect of it. And I just think the cards look good. I think the cards look really, really good. Cosmic and then Topps Chrome Black are my two favorite baseball products. And I haven't been able to get into this year's Topps Chrome Black, but looks like that dropped recently as well. But I'll probably pick up a few boxes of that myself. Not breaks, but I'll probably just get a few boxes myself for that. But I like the look of both of those. I just think they're two of the better looking. And then usually the quality of print is usually pretty good too. I do a lot of card grading, and they usually come back as tens.
Yeah, speaking of card grading, man, I finally sent off a stack of about 15 cards to grade, all personal collection stuff.
Okay.
Sent it to my buddy Matt to do his cleaning magic, and then I'll, you know, in about this time next year, those will come back, and I'll have, I'll probably have some sixes and sevens. So I'm pretty excited about that. You know, it'll be Christmas next year.
We've gotten two or three submissions back in the last 2 weeks, which has been, it's been nice. It's been nice for sure. So
yeah, it makes me wonder, Zach, if people are, I know everyone talks about the fatigue of waiting and the pricing and increases and different things. It makes me wonder if maybe people are starting to submit less. I submit less, but I always kind of did. It's something that I'm thinking about, though, and it's something that I'm monitoring. And it's interesting for me to hear that you've got some back in short order comparatively.
Well, I don't know if they were short order. I mean, towards the end, like Q4 last year, we were sending off a submission pretty much every Friday. We were sending one off, and now we're just starting to get those back. So, I'm sending in a lot less, but it has more to do with time allotment of like my personal life by not being able to get to shows as much than it is the wait time. Like the wait time, like, you know, it's going to happen. Account for it. And if you're early on in your, card flipping journey, like the cash flow aspect of it's a lot. Like you got to figure out how to balance all that. But then once you get to a point, like, I don't know if you do it consistently, like after that time originally happens and you start getting that first sub back, it's kind of consistent at that point.
Yeah.
So just time it out, right? Like if I'd be sending basketball probably right now, you'll get it back about when football season starts. And that's when a lot of players take a massive dip, right? When the season starts, and then a lot of people kind of look to basketball. Or, if you've got a few weeks ago, we sent in a lot of baseball or a little bit of baseball stuff in hopes to get it back for the playoffs. Some Shohei's were in there. Mm-hmm. We assume the Dodgers will be a contender again. So, hoping that timing works out.
Yeah. Sounds like you guys got a good system. And that's really the key. I think that the market always seems to indicate that your highest point of impact in terms of getting the best return on your investment is preseason hype. That seems to be the case in every sport.
Yeah.
It's like right there before the season starts, that's where you want to sell.
Yeah, especially with rookies, right? Like if you're heavy into Jackson Dart or Cam Ward right now, keep them. And I think they will go up over the course of the offseason. But yeah, as soon as preseason starts, I'd find a way to move on for sure.
Right.
Because like one thing that I always kind of like chuckle at is when somebody's negotiation tactic in late July, this happened to the National a ton last year. Oh, well, it's going to go up once the season starts. And it's like, it never has. That's never happened. In the macro. Now, there are individual players that will. Drake May certainly went up when the season started. But, like, in the macro, like, that's false. Like, that's not true. That doesn't happen.
We've talked about that so many times. I mean, you think back, Wembanyama is sort of the best example in my personal experience. He was having a dynamic rookie season. And then now this year, that's certainly the case. I mean, he was the first unanimous defensive player of the year award winner. The Spurs are cooking in the playoffs. He's just a dominant force defensively, otherworldly. And then his game has just elevated offensively as well. And so you've seen that trend buck this year with him. But to your point, man, those are outliers. I mean, you're looking at Wembanyama in year three versus year one with his rookie season. He had a great rookie season and he was on a steady decline. So you're going to have your Shohei's outliers and your maybe your Judge, maybe your Wembanyama's, but by and large, like you're saying, it's once the season starts, it's not skyrocketing. It's not going up.
Yeah. Especially guys that aren't in situations to win yet, like a Cam Ward, like a Jackson Dart. I mean, those are guys on bad teams right now. And they've done some things as far as through the draft and through free agency to help those guys a little bit, but they're still not really in situations to win. Like what we saw with Drake May last year, that doesn't happen very often. So,
yeah, agreed.
What, we got a few, what sold for more?
You ready for this? Zach, you had quite the comeback last time, man.
I did. I started 0-6. And then did I get all three last time?
You had all three last time.
Wow. Let's see if we can keep it going. How many we got today? Two or three?
We got two. We got two today. But my mind is blown a little bit. So I'm not trying to give you any hints, not trying to steer you any which way. So we're just going to jump right into it. All right, Zach, what sold for more? A Cooper Flagg 2025 Topps Midnight Auto out of 12. And this sold yesterday. Or a 2024 LeBron James Topps Chrome Skylight Signatures PSA 9, which sold the day before yesterday.
2024? Uh-oh.
Yes. Our connection 2024 went out. LeBron.
There you are.
Topps Chrome Skylight Signatures PSA.
So that's not licensed. Oh, can you correct? Hear
me? Okay. Sorry. I don't know if it's licensed or not. I don't think it is. I can't remember if it is.
So I would say the Cooper Flagg sold for more, which is ridiculous, but I would say the Cooper Flagg sold for more.
Yes, you are correct. So the license has got you, man. Like that logical thinking. But yes, you are right. The Cooper Flagg that sold yesterday, you want to take a stab at what it sold for?
It's out of 12.
Out of 12.
Raw?
Yes, a raw.
I don't know, dude. 5K?
No, I mean, you aimed high. It did sell for $4,049.
Okay.
The LeBron James 2024 Topps Chrome Skylight PSA 9 sold for $2,588. So Cooper Flagg. High school kid, high school kid age, just doubled a LeBron auto. Isn't that crazy?
Man, I'd pay $2,000 for that LeBron auto.
I would pay. I mean, that's, if we were talking about this offline, but I think I need to start looking and scouring eBay, because if I had been on that auction for the PSA 9, it would have sold for more than $2,588.
For sure. Is that a horizontal card?
No, it's vertical.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy. You're on a streak. So You ready for number two?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Zach, what sold for more? A Shohei Ohtani 2024 Topps Chrome Cosmic Red Flare out of 5. BGS 9.5 auto grade 10. So it's an auto
that is out of nuke. 5.
It is a nuke. Or
that's Dodgers Uni, correct?
That is Dodgers Uni, yes. Okay. And or what sold for more, the Shohei or a Michael Jordan 1999 Ovation Signatures Auto out of 23 BGS 9 Auto 10.
Wow. They both sold recently.
The Jordan sold yesterday and the Shohei sold yesterday.
The Michael Jordan 1990 is an auto? 99. Yes. Okay.
It's so a 99 his first auto. Pack
auto is 96. So I was okay, got it. I'm going to guess Shohei sold for more. Out of 5, that's like, man. And it's Cosmo. That's a nuke.
You are correct. Here's what's crazy. You ready for this part?
Yeah.
The Shohei sold for $40,260. The Jordan yesterday, and I can't believe what I'm about to say, it sold for $6,600.
What's the name of that? I don't know what that card is. What's the name of it?
It's a 1999 Ovation Signatures Auto out of 23. And it was a BGS 9 Auto 10. But what's crazy.
Oh, it's horizontal. It sold
three. Yeah.
Gross.
It sold three times this card has sold. And the last sale was $28,988.
Wow.
Can you imagine if you were that seller that put that on auction?
Did that sell on eBay?
It sold on eBay.
Why are you selling that card on eBay?
That's a great question.
That's my question. Why is that card being sold on eBay? What are you doing?
Yeah. I know. $6,600. Crazy,
I bet it probably gets to the last comp at the least if you send that thing to Alt or Fanatics or Golden.
Well, the card ladder value of that, and which, you know, say what you will about card ladder value, because I think the accuracy is like 78 or 80% tops. But the card ladder value, nonetheless, of that card, even after the $6,600 sale, is $58,000.
That's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Shohei sold for more by a lot. But, you know, if you were on eBay yesterday, you could have had a Michael Jordan 99 Ovation Signatures for $6,700, theoretically, you know, depending on whatever the max bid was. And the day before, you could have had a LeBron James auto for $2,700, depending on max bid. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I don't think the card looks that good. Like, hey, I don't think it's a good looking card, but it's an MJ auto.
I kind of like it, man. I like the way that it looks on card.
It is on card. It is on card.
The way that you've got plenty of space, he hand wrote the 6 out of 23.
Here, I'll share it on screen.
I like this card.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I like the look of the Cosmic more of the Shohei, and the Reds just always look so good. But yeah, that's insane.
Yeah,
that's insane. Hey, you'll be proud of me. I don't buy a lot of basketball.
Uh-huh.
But I think this is like your era. Bought a Shaq scoring Kings.
Nice. Where'd you pick that up?
It's online. Discord.
Well, since we're sharing, sure, I got please. This in. Got this in yesterday. That's a sweet shots. LeBron game use patch here. This is from 2007. So that's I've started a display. As you know, I'm avid LeBron collector. So I have one in my display cases that is dedicated to just patches at this point.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
If you get enough, so you can make your own jersey.
Oh, I know. That's very, very true.
And then just for the TCG, sent this in to get graded, got a 10.
Yeah. Congrats, man.
A for 10? The Mewtwo PC, it's like $1,400.
Wow. Man, TCG is just – hey, did you see that that Kobe, that PSA 5 Kobe that sold the other day?
The green one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that sell?
Well, it was a trade, millions? Wasn't it?
I don't know, but I mean, I thought it was a sell, but it was that it was like a $2.3 million either sell or trade. Maybe I've got the numbers wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
A PSA 5.
Yeah. People love the PMGs, man.
Why?
That's another one where, like, I know that they're important in like hobby history. I don't think those cards look good.
Yeah, it was purchased by Alt for $3.15 million.
Wow. Good for them.
I mean, I guess. I mean, it's not – there's nothing special about that card when I look at it to me. It's a metal universe, precious metals, gems.
The amount of those PMGs that are just sitting in people's boxes in their basement, they have no clue.
Kind of makes you want to go to yard sales, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right, I think that does it for this week's edition of Let's Talk Cards. Jamie, how can people show you some love?
Yeah, you find me on Instagram, JATD147. I'm also connected to Let's Talk Card, Let's Talk Cards Pod on Instagram. You can also find me on Facebook. My name is right there. I run sales, trades. If you have any card questions, always happy to help.
Yeah, or any topics you want to hear us talk about, either comment, reach out to us on socials. We'd love to continue the conversation there. If you're watching, please like and subscribe. If you're listening, please subscribe and leave a review. Helps us out a ton. Till next time, this has been Let's Talk Cards.